another episode of Let's Be Real. I'm your host, Joe Mambu. Today is a solo dolo episode because it's 91 degrees outside, so it's fairly nice. And it's also Father's Day, so this episode is going to be relatively kind of short today. So the rest of the guys is out doing stuff, so it's just me. So if you hear a little humming noise, it's because it's way too hot. So we have the AC on as well. If you hear a kid in the background, it is my daughter, because it is Father's Day, so I have to have responsibilities, and she's here today with my girlfriend Talise. And you're gonna hear some cooing and kying and slinkies and playing with car doors and stuff like that. But I want to welcome everyone to episode 49. We're almost at a milestone episode. How's it going, everyone? So this episode is all about the NBA offseason. We're going to be discussing the plethora of trades that may happen. Well, I'm going to be discussing, because I'm the only one here, but I'm going to be discussing the trades that might be happening, the free agent movements, and the blunder that Bob Myers said during the parade, during the Warriors parade, regarding Kevin Durant and his contract status. We all know Kevin Durant has a player option. He can opt out. Obviously, he's said numerous amount of times that he wants to return to the Warriors. Which is understandable. It's a pretty good team. He's a two-time NBA champion, two-time Finals MVP. He kind of wants to keep that going. It makes sense as a player to do so. Before I get into that, I just want to touch a little bit base on not Kevin Durant, this Kawhi Leonard situation in San Antonio. So what I'm getting is that Kawhi wants to leave San Antonio, which is a little bit weird to me, because San Antonio's been like a model franchise when it comes to dealing with just talent, just talent management. And I know Greg Popovich, being there for so many years, has contributed to that, as well as players David Robinson and David Robinson and Tim Duncan, Manu Ginobili, and Tony Parker. The thing I'm looking at, as we all know, Leonard is suffering from a quadricep injury. I don't think he's suffering from now, but during the season he was nursing back a quadricep injury that he sustained during the season. I think prior to the beginning of the season. I'll tell you the truth, I think it kind of all started with the Zaza Pachulia incident about two seasons ago, or two seasons ago in the playoffs. So ever since then, Kawhi's been just dealing with a myriad of injuries that has limited him to basically a handful of games this season for the San Antonio Spurs. Now, we all know Kawhi has an option where he can make this is the thing. Kawhi has a player option, I believe. And what's going on with that is that obviously San Antonio wants to sign him back. He's definitely top two players in the league when healthy, top three. We can argue LeBron and KD. And we could put Kawhi at number three. I would put Kawhi at number three. So the thing is that due to this injury, and due to just, he has new management. His uncle is managing him now. Kawhi kind of he requested a trade. He's kind of asked the San Antonio Spurs to give him a trade outside of San Antonio. I guess he's a little bit tired of the River Walk. His first destination, I'm a huge Laker fan, so this is like great for me. And plus he's also a California native, is to play for the Lakers. His second choice has been the New York Knicks. He has shown interest in the New York Knicks, which is surprising, because not only him has shown interest in the Knicks. Also, Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving has an extension that, you know, Boston is going to offer him. And we're going to see whether or not he signs that. Now, Kyrie has said that he's not going to sign that extension. And I think that's mostly due to the fact that there's guys like Kyle Lowry, John Wall. You know, there's a few point guards that, you know, aren't NBA champions that's making a lot more money than Kyrie Irving. So he wants max money. And to sign an extension, you won't get the opportunity to get all the money you want. And you kind of got to hold your cards close to your vest because you are NBA champion. You did hit the biggest shot in Cleveland. So you kind of you want some money. You're definitely part of a championship nucleus. But back to Kawhi Leonard. The injury that Kawhi has sustained is the same injury that Tony Parker has sustained as well, who played for, as you know, the Spurs this season. And like the Spurs, like the, you know, Manu and Tony, you know, they had this talk with Kawhi just saying, hey, man, you know, where you really at? What's going on with you? You know, and they have, the thing is with the Spurs organization, they had someone to gauge Kawhi's injury off of because Tony Parker has sustained the same injury. And Tony Parker is about, you know, 10 years older than Kawhi Leonard. So this is the thing. I look at it like this. Kawhi wants to play it safe. Either Kawhi was using it as an excuse to leave San Antonio, he got tired of it, or you know, he was really injured. And that was the little friction between the Spurs doctors and the second opinion that Kawhi went out and got with his management team, things like that, where, you know, they were saying, Kawhi's camp was saying, hey, not really injured, not fully healed, and Kawhi wants to come back healed. Where the Spurs was saying, hey, man, you're ready to go. You're good. You know, you could play the rest of the season. So there was a distrust between the Spurs and Kawhi, which is weird. I honestly think Pop is a stand-up guy, but Pop threw a few shots this season, kind of just like not saying what, you know, the injury, just like he not pretending not to know the when Kawhi would come back, or, you know, the injury status of Kawhi and what's really hurt or not. And that was just one of the things. It was just like, you know, there's that friction, that gap in between where Kawhi doctors feel like he isn't ready and the Spurs doctors saying otherwise. So, you know, I think, you know, the reason why, that's the main reason why Kawhi wants to leave, is just the trust isn't there anymore. I know Pop is a stand-up guy, but we never know what goes behind closed doors. So Kawhi going to LA would be a good thing. I would think it would be nice. I mean, the Spurs organization has been a model franchise for 20 years, so everything runs its course. But I think Kawhi going to the Lakers is a good thing. I'm a little biased because I'm a Lakers fan, so, you know, it's that too. But I would love to see the claw and the purple and gold armor. As well, it was noted during the season, right before the trade deadline, that Boston actually put a package together which San Antonio declined. But the thing I'm looking at, if I'm Boston, you almost made it to the finals this season, you almost made it to the finals this season, took the Cavs to game 7 without Kyrie or without Gordon Hayward. Now those two guys come back. My thing is, now do you gut that team, that chemistry, to put Kawhi in? Now I know Kawhi is a top 3 player, but you got to remember he's coming from that injury, so you don't know what you're really getting. You have to do kind of like an extended physical on Kawhi Leonard. And even that, the grind of the regular season may make his injury reoccur. So with that, you know, you got Jason Tatum, who's this postseason has proven to be like a viable future superstar. You have Jaylen Brown, who, those guys are cool. Jaylen Brown is you know, he already came in with the NBA body, and he's look, you know, he looked great, he played great, you know what I mean? You know, Marcus Morris, Aaron Baines. I mean, you kind of want to keep, if I'm Danny Ainge, I kind of want to keep that team together, because you got guys who, you know, 5 years from now going to be studs. And those other guys like the Paul Georges, the Kawhi Leonards, LeBron James, even before the rest of them, are going to be on the decline. And you'll be like the king of the East. There's no reason why you guys can't be the king of the East next season. Right. There's no reason you could be the king of the East next season with the talent you had. You basically didn't have your two top scorers. And you were able to go deep in the playoffs. So that's something Danny Ainge should look at. I know there's a couple contracts that he has to look at. Marcus Smart, he's going to want some money. Terry Rozier is going to want some money. Kyrie Irving is going to want some money. So this stuff that right now, Danny Ainge he's intact right now. But, you know, a year or two from now, it's going to be a little bit difficult to manage that that Celtics captain and going over the luxury tax and things like that. So we don't know where Kawhi is going to land up. I'm hoping the Lakers, Boston seeming like a viable option. But knowing Popovich, I think he's just going to stay pat, man. He's just going to stay pat and try to let Kawhi play this season and see if you could repair that relationship, because it would be a little crazy to kind of just trade him just because. That's what that's what Cleveland did, and look what happened to Cleveland. They were clearing house with trades at the trade deadline. They thought they had this team at the beginning of the season that was going to be really well. So, you know, if I'm Boston, I'm staying pat. If I'm the Lakers, I'm trying to trade for Kawhi. The only thing I'm not giving up, I asked the Lakers, do not give up Ingram, because Ingram is going to be a star. So I wouldn't want to give up Ingram. So on to the next thing. We're gonna talking about staying in the West here a little bit. We're gonna look at, it's okay, mamas. It's all right. We're gonna look at the Warriors situation. Now, for all who watch the parade, and I know the bandwagon Golden State Warriors watch the parade, right? There was a little dig that occurred during the parade. And the crazy thing was, it wasn't really the usual suspects. It wasn't Draymond Green. It wasn't even Steph Curry. This actually came from management. It came from Bob Myers, where Bob Myers originally had told Durant that he can have any contract we want. As we know, Durant last season took a pay cut to give Iguodala and Sean Livingston some of his dollars. Which I don't understand why the owner never takes up that cost, because he's the billionaire. But Durant chose to do what he did, and it is what it is. But thinking, so at the parade, you're thinking, if I'm Kevin Durant, hey man, this is gonna be you know, I'm about to get the max dollars. I'm a 2-time Finals MVP. You know, I'm a 2-time NBA champion. You know, we beating the Cavs in 4 and 5. And Bob Myers, man, Bob Myers, if I could look at this, let's see where it says. So, okay, on Monday, Warriors GM Bob Myers said he's willing to give Durant whatever he wants upcoming contract renegotiations. Obviously, Durant would just opt out of his of the money he's supposed to receive to get sign a long-term deal. However, on Tuesday during the parade, Bob Myers said something else. Interviewed on the stage, broadcaster Bob Fitzgerald asked comments about Durant about the whatever he wants, and Myers backtracked his statement, just saying that he kind of just did that for TV, you know, and he kind of just did that for TV, Durant can't get any contract that he wants. And then I think when it was time to negotiate Steph Curry's deal, Bob Myers proceeded to tell Steph Curry the same thing. But then he made a joke saying that, you know, Steph been here from the go, and that he earned it. And all you could do if you was just or sitting on that podium was just shake your head, especially if you're Kevin Durant. You kind of have to laugh it off. But it was just a thing. It's just a notion that showed in the league where it's like the players say it, fans say it, and now management is saying. Now we know how sensitive Kevin Durant could be when it comes to, you know, things said about him. He can't let it go. He has to prove a point. Things like this, blah blah blah. Bob Myers probably destroyed the cohesion that's going to be in Golden, that could have been in Golden State for the next few years. Now, will Durant take another pay cut? Definitely not. Not after those comments. You know, definitely not. I think what's going to happen is that Durant's going to be asking for all his money. Because, listen, I would love for Durant to go somewhere and win another championship and prove that he could be the main man on a team that doesn't have surefire power. You know what I mean? He's like the game genie code to any game that you're trying to beat. You know what I mean? Like, you're right there, but for some reason you can't beat it, and then you just, you know, you put the game genie in, blow the cartridge, and go back in. You know what I mean? But I think this makes it tough for Bob Myers to negotiate with Kevin Durant, kind of like cutting some of his money to get other players involved. You're gonna have to pay Durant everything. Now, there isn't a bunch of changes, obviously, that Golden State has to make for the roster, because the main ones were covered last year in Sean Livingston and Andre Iguodala. Jordan Bell's still on the rookie scale. But Bob Myers made it tough, and he's probably getting yelled at the owner since the parade. I don't think Kevin Durant's going anywhere, but it would be nice to see Durant try to go ahead and win in Washington or even Boston, somewhere else. I mean, listen, he's a 1A talent, but he doesn't have a 1A personality, and that's what he's been trying to be, especially slighting LeBron, talking about. And that goes into the next thing. Durant made a comment that I just didn't care for. And this is one of the things I didn't like. Kevin Durant said, "I know I can play on any court in the world with any player anytime." Now, I look at that statement a little bit crazy, because 2 years ago, you were up 3-1. And we go back to that 3-1 that Durant had on the Golden State Warriors, the team which now he has won 2 championships and 2 finals MVP. Obviously, you couldn't play with Westbrook. That was the thing. You could not play with Westbrook. And I get it, because Oladipo has had an outstanding year this season. Westbrook demands the ball. He's a ball hog. He wants the ball. I mean, he's a point guard, so he should have the ball most of the time. And obviously, he's the best player on the team. But you couldn't play with him before. So I just find the statement a little crazy to me, that you could play on any court in the world with any player at any time. Now, are you talking about individually? Are you talking about you, like, mano a mano? Are you talking about team-wise? Because to me, it seemed like you left OKC, which I'm not mad at that, because you gave 8 seasons there. You're supposed to be able to – look, player mobility is a real thing, and players should have the choice to go wherever they want to go. The thing I don't like is that – even though with the player mobility, there's a responsibility, because you play sports. And the main thing about sports is competition, is being competitive. And what he did, where he went, was not competitive at all. So the comment to me is just a little hypocritical, Kevin Durant. The next comment was just about the, you know, was like towards LeBron James. Let me see if I can get this comment. Kevin Durant says, "I feel like it's easy to be the best player when you don't have good players around you." So my thing with that comment, to me, it was just a little crazy. These guys are all NBA players. Now, I understand that there's tiers to this. There's levels to this. But Rodney Hood was a 15-point scorer in Utah. Jordan Clarkson was giving you numbers on the Lakers. Yes, the Lakers are a bad team, but Jordan Clarkson was promising. George Hill was promising, you know, an efficient three-point shooter. These are the guys that LeBron wanted, and not LeBron had wanted, but Kobe Altman, the GM, has gotten these guys because obviously the Cavaliers needed a youth movement because they felt like the old-timers wasn't going to get it done. The crazy thing to me about that, though, is Kevin Durant now deems these players not good. So it just brings up LeBron on this higher plateau because he's averaging so much, and Durant is doing it with guys who can go out and get points on their own. I get that, but the thing with Golden State, and I'm going to touch on this before I end the show, the thing is, you can take a physical step back. As a player, if you know you got a guy who can do amazing things, and Kevin Durant is a guy who can do amazing things, you can take a step back. They can decide, we're going to take a step back. This could be implemented in the strategy by the coach. This can be discussed amongst players, and it has been discussed amongst the players. Klay Thompson has taken a step back. Draymond Green numbers has dipped. Steph Curry has taken a step back. So I just find it a little bit absurd when Durant tries to throw a slight at LeBron James, saying that he's so great or his numbers are astronomical because of the bad talent he has in Cleveland. While now, Cleveland doesn't have the talent that Golden State has. If Tyronn Lue would actually coach the team, or they would run a scheme, you know what I mean, or run some type of offense, these guys could get points. Listen, Larry Nance wasn't used. Jordan Clarkson was barely used. And the thing is, you traded, the Cavaliers traded for these guys because they was younger, and they stuck with J.R. Smith and George Hill. So on that, I don't understand. But on that note, I just want to thank everybody for tuning in to another episode of Let's Be Real. Happy Father's Day. If you have any questions or comments, anything you want to talk about after the show, hit us up on lbrstalk@gmail.com. I got to do some Father's Day stuff with my family. So I'm out. All right. Peace.